From KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters. And we have a book now. It's called Beautiful Stories About Dead Animals. It's a written adaptation of our recent two-part series that was also called Beautiful Stories About Dead Animals. It's for sale right now on our website, hbmpodcast.com/store. Okay, here's the show.
This podcast isn't meant to scare you. This is my homage to a great survivalist whose story isn't well spoken of, and definitely not well spoken of as a story of great strength and survival, but rather warped into a scary campfire story. This is my homage . Today's pretty moist. It's rather foggy out. It's a beautiful day. So I have my backpack on. So that way I can hold all the gear to build a shelter and, you know, my sleeping bag. I do have to say, it feels really funny. I used to walk out with, you know, nothing on me. Just wear a long dress, bare feet, no phone, no wallet. And now, here I am, lugging all this shit around. I hate it, makes me so clumsy. Can't get as far. I should probably introduce myself. My name's Alessandra Canaria. I graduated Skidmore College this past spring, which means I lived in Saratoga Springs, New York, for the past 4 years. I was an American Studies major, so my last semester I spent a lot of time looking at local history of Saratoga, and I came across the story of Angeline Tubbs, or the Witch of Saratoga. And I kind of became obsessed with it. When you think about the history of witches, the term was dubbed on women whose society was often afraid of. I don't know if I would go around telling people that I'm a witch, but when I'm asked, I say yes. So, inspired by Angeline Tubbs' story, I decided to head out into the woods and spend the day and sleep out. And I'm going to build my own shelter and start my own fire, cook my own food. I've always had the gift of great intuition. It's very easy for me to connect to things, which seems like a supernatural ability. Oh, this is good. There's a fallen tree here. It's like a stringy wood inside. Pulls them off. Be really good. Helpful with the fire later.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
long, flowing hair.
The podcast about
the unknown.
It's 1 p.m., October 6th, 2018. Headed out into the woods. I have a deep spiritual connection with the woods. People often frighten me. I can get overwhelmed very easy. But in the woods, instead of connecting to people in chaos, I can connect to the trees. I think my connection to the trees really came from my younger years. I had a very bad speech impediment as a kid, and so it was pretty tough for the other kids to understand me. So during recess, instead of making friends with the kids, I would make friends with the trees. I would sit between their roots, tell them how my day was, ask them about theirs. I was particularly interested by the idea that they had been on this earth so much longer than me. I think that's why they emit such positive, calming energy as opposed to people who haven't lived that long and often fear what they don't know and what is next. I would ask the tree what the children playing in the yard used to be like, if there was anyone ever like me who would take the time and ask them how he was doing, or she. I guess you probably shouldn't gender trees. Even though I'm at my most peaceful in the woods among the trees, I'm still afraid. Definitely afraid of spending the night alone. And I know it stems from what others have told me and my gender identity as a woman. My mom grew up in El Paso, Texas, in the desert. So she's not too comfortable with the woods. She was not comfortable with me even hiking without a man present. It's painful. It's really painful to be afraid of what makes you feel the best. You know, it's funny. One of the descriptions of her said that she always wore this red cape, which is shown in the only known picture of her. But of course, it's in black and white. Every time I go camping, I wear a red flannel hooded cape. It's a funny coincidence. They also said she had long flowing hair. So here we go. Time to build our shelter. So this is a story about Angeline Tubbs, better known as the Witch of Saratoga. Angeline Tubbs came to Saratoga Springs during the Battle of Saratoga. She was 15 and engaged to a British officer who subsequently left her behind after the defeat. She walked for miles and set up camp in Saratoga, where she lived on her own with just the company of cats till she was 104. As she grew older, the town of Saratoga developed around her, and it became harder for her to gather up the strength to hunt all her own food. So she would come into town and tell fortunes for money. That's how the town people found out about her. I wonder how she got her witch title. So was it just the mere fact that she was a hermit? Was it the fortunes? Did she come up with the idea to tell fortunes after she had her title as witch, or before? What does actually make you a witch? Pretty hard to distinguish fact from fiction with her story. You know, most of the primary documents sound like gossip magazines. But people forget that she was a real person. And it's sad that when people hear, people focus on what scares them about it, instead of thinking about the strength of the woman. She was a rebel. I wish I was more comfortable in the woods. So I have a confession. I'm still afraid of sleeping in the woods alone. I had to have a friend come at night after the hut was built and the fire was started. But I know I would have been safe alone. I hope in the future I'll be able to try again. I'm working up to it. Thank you.
Alessandra Canario produced this episode of Here Be Monsters. Alessandra is a vintage and antiques clothes dealer based in New Jersey. Alessandra took some photos on her trip to the woods, and we have them up on our website, hbmpodcast.com. There we also have the only known photo of Angeline Tubbs. Again, we're at hbmpodcast.com. Now, we haven't done a voicemail call-out for a while, so it's time for another one. And it's a question that I've been grappling a lot with lately, and I would like your help on. Okay, what immoral things should also be allowed by law? Again, what immoral things should be allowed by law? Now, here's an example, just one that's personal to me. I think that if you possess enough money to buy a yacht, then you have acted immorally, that there's no way to have that much personal wealth without being immoral. At the same time, I don't think it should be illegal to own a yacht, but I do think it is immoral. So again, what are some things that you think should be legal or that should stay legal that are also fundamentally immoral? And why? Or, conversely, do you think that immorality should always be illegal? Please help me out here. Yes, I am shamelessly crowdsourcing episode audio, but also it is a question that I would really like to have a better answer to. And in the past, through your voicemails, you've helped change the way that Beth and I, and hopefully some other listeners, think about difficult questions. So give us a call. Our number is 765-374-5263. And if you want to send us something longer, or if you just prefer using voice memos, you can send those to hbmpodcast@gmail.com. Again, our number is 765-374-5263, and our email address is hbmpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for helping. My name is Jeff Entman. I edited this episode with help from Bethany Denton. Music on this episode came from The Black Spot and Sarocell. Here Be Monsters is distributed by KCRW. Our senior editor there is Nick White. We get additional support for freelance contributions from KCRW's independent producer project. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.